DJW, my wife. Nothing. All with the same quantity of pizzas I came up here with.
Well, at least today it wasn't that cold, I can tell you that.
It wasn't cold at all. And the wind was barely blowing just a little bit. Sun wasn't too bad. It was a good flight.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting a little bit more colder, but that wasn't that bad. Well, I don't know, tonight I have to go to Charlotte to pick up a car at the auction, but I don't know. It looks like it's going to be cold.
It's coming. Tomorrow or Friday, one.
No, it's not. Sleet is worse.
Hey, I know Steve's somewhere over there, too. He might be on the phone.
I'm delivering a car, I think, for Brent. I got it on the dolly, so I'm still good for an hour. Little close trip.
I think so. My radio was, I gotta turn the volume up, it's kind of low, but it sounds like brakes clashing and metal bending. So, yeah, I think you doubled.
Is that Gabriel?
Yeah.
Hey, Gabriel, this is KN4BWA. This is Steve. How you doing, bud? And I'm gonna have to jump off. I just came up on a real bad wreck here on Mount Lebanon Church Road. This SUV is down over a bank into a ditch, and there's another car with a front end tore off. How in the world they got there like that, I don't know. So I'm bailing out for a minute.
Want some help, I'll turn around and come that way.
But I'm just observing. They got two large fire trucks, the fire chief, and the highway patrol out here. It's pretty good.
Okay, so they're already being taken care of. I thought you might have just come up on it.
Oh, no, they got all the flashing lights they can stand.
Hang out.
Wait, when did you say you're going to Charlotte, Gabriel? Are you, like, on your way there now?
I'm to fix a car for a friend. I go to make the deliver, and after that, I'm going to come home and sleep a couple hours, and then I head over there, because the auction over there is open 24/7. Unlike Rally and another auctions. Auction over there in Charlotte is 24/7. So for pick it up, you can go and pick it up anytime, or drop cars is the same, 24/7.
Yeah. A little bit bigger than Greenville area. I was talking to a buddy up there before I left to come flying, and he told me I need to come up to Charlotte. It's been a long time since I've been there. They go out partying at night, and I used to go out with them every now and then before I made my trip home, but that was kind of hard to do to keep up with that. I'm kind of old to keep up with that kind of life now.
Well, it's a bigger city, I tell you that. But, yeah, it's funny around the auction over there, because very few auctions do that, especially in Atlanta. You cannot pick it up during nighttime. But I guess since it's a hub between north and south, that's why, because, boy, those guys are busy every single day.
Auto auction, you know where that is?
Don't remind me, please.
Did you have a bad experience there?
This is bad experiences is everywhere. It doesn't matter. The only thing, you know, on the big auctions is you have to get up very early, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, heat over there, start to test the cars, you know, crank it up, let it warm up, drive it on the test pad and make sure the damn thing works. And even so, we get a limo once in a while, believe it or not. We bring a car, we test it, it was okay, no overheat, no knocking, no nothing. So we bring it, we clean it, we check it, put new tires and brakes and things like that. Then thing, 2 weeks after we sell it, the engine ceases. So
car once, and we didn't get a lemon. We got one car one time, and it worked out okay until eventually it was wrecked. But it worked good up until that point in time. So I guess get lucky every once in a while. I've only been there once, and I thought that's kind of a unique experience listening to how they sell cars at an auction.
Over there, Atlanta and Charlotte, they're very unique. I mean, 8,000 cars any given day.
rolling down the dog. Atlanta, they have like a 10,000 stock inventory every single day. So, yeah, it's a bit of, there's a bit of problem being over there. You need to know what you're doing. Because even myself, man, I bought a car in the wrong line. I don't even know. But that's part of the show.
Well, I guess you can get some good deals there as well. I mean, if you don't get somebody bidding against you.
Right now, buddy, sucks. I mean, cars are way over, you know, the retail. Way, way over. So, right now, profit, I mean, still you make a dime, but Jesus Christ. I mean, you pay $3,000 for a regular car in a regular day. Right now, you're paying like $4,500, $5,000 if it's a lot of, you know, vultures around. It's crazy, man. Right now, it's crazy.
We got a new one a couple of years ago, and mine that I drive normally is about 4 years old now. I still get emails from them and literature from the place that I bought it, wanting me to bring it back, and they want to buy it from me for like 40% more than they would have if it wasn't the situation that they're in, which brings the price close to what I paid for it, not that far off. So it's tempting. They did that with my wife's car, and she said, you know, we could do this and then upgrade. I told her no, because the new ones are, you know, that much more expensive too. All right, so it's just everything's elevated. You get a lot more for your car, but you also pay a lot more for the next one.
Very nice. A friend of mine, he just changed car. He had a brand new Escalade or something like that. They didn't have it here around the area. They have to bring it from Tennessee or somewhere around there. They give him around 35% more of retail if he turned it back. So it was a very good profit. All right, let me put some gas on this thing. Yes, and pass it to Steve, KB4NC Mobile.
This part of it, there's some third party going on there. You got the kids in the car with you?
We're here. Yeah, I tell you, they gave like a 35% more the retail price and the dealer if he swapped it for the new Escalade or Suburban or something like that. He was telling me about it. He said, well, buddy, it's because it's not new cars. I mean, there are very few. So used car market right now is booming, but, man, it's a bubble. It's going to pop out one of these days. Pass it to Steve, buddy. I need to put some gas on the car. I call him back in 5K before I see Mobile.
All right. Catch you later, Gabriel, W4DJW. You back, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I got past it, cleared, and didn't look like there was any injuries over there, so thank goodness for that. And, I'm just about to pull into the house now. You ought to be getting close, too.
It's that time of day that working people get off work and they're on their way home, and so I'm sitting in this long line of cars waiting to get through this three-way stop sign at Milford Church Road and Highway 101. Yeah, it's a long line. They still haven't solved the problem here, but that's why you're going to get home a lot earlier than I am.
Wow. Okay. Well, just in case Gabriel can hear me, Gabriel, I was going to call you this afternoon on that 857D and see if we could get together tomorrow afternoon. But I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon if you're around. So, anyhow, well, I'm pulling into the house, Dave, and I've got to unload before I can actually get into the house. So it was a good day. I mean, I brought two airplanes home in the same condition they went in. That's a really good day.
Anyone you can walk away from is a good one. All right, well, I'll catch you later. KB4NC and KN4VWA, W4DJW.
That clear?
Before PXB, also mobile. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Has the rack already or not?